Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now! On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with you as always. 5:12, Chris. We don't have much time to work with before I got to look at those roads and weather. So what do you got for me?
Oh, just we were talking just before we went into the break. There's an event I was a part of for many years. It's the Pharmaceutical Takeback Program that Escambia County is working on, along with FDOH and people like that. Okay. But here's something just I want to leave you with. Don't throw away your old unused pharmaceuticals, but do it in a responsible and safe manner. In 9 days, the National Drug Take Back Day is scheduled on October 26th. There are several safe disposal sites in Northwest Florida accepting old and unwanted prescriptions. You can select from Walgreens, CVS, Publix, Walmart, pharmacy locations, including the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. One thing I will tell you, if you are going to get rid of some of your old prescription bottles, make sure, and this is critical, make sure you take that label off.
Yeah.
People can get information off your RX code and a lot of other information that you don't want a stranger to have. So, yeah, participate in the event, but be extra careful in protecting your own identity. A lot of folks get hung up on that.
Oh, no, that's absolutely – see, good lesson to teach, my friend. That,
well, I did it so for when I was with ECUA, we did this because we were really preaching the word, don't put pills down your toilet.
Right.
It goes back to the water system and the filtration problems and things like that. So I've done this event many times. Mm. And one thing that we always were very proactive in doing, just reminding folks, take off those darn labels.
Yeah. Because as you said, your info's on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't be giving that up to folks. All righty. The Santa Rosa County School District says that they are investigating potential financial improprieties involving an employee, or possibly plural, employees of the school district. No information has been released on the investigation, such as the name or names of the people involved, but the sheriff's office confirmed that the FDLE is working on the investigation as well.
All right. 514 News Radio 92.3. You know, we must all be making a boatload of money around here. You know,
right.
Not just here, but in our society is what I'm talking about.
Gotcha.
Americans spent more than predicted last month, and Fox's Jenny Casella has more on the story.
Retail sales rose 0.4% in September from August, with spending up in a broad range of categories, online retailers, restaurants, and grocery stores. The reading is stronger than the 0.3% anticipated by most economists and up from the 0.1% increase in August. The boost occurred even though gasoline prices moderated, so people were spending less on fuel. Excluding auto sales, spending was even stronger, up 0.5%. The month included Hurricane Helene, though economists expected the storm to have only a short-term impact on spending in parts of the Southeast. And prior to the storm, people were stocking up. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jenny. 5:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, there were several spots to note, actually. And I did want to make this clear. We had a light out at the intersection of Main Street and Barrancas. It wasn't causing a ton of congestion, but it was on four-way stop mode. We've had a couple people reach out about that. So just beware. Also, we had an accident report on I-10. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road. That is pushing you back almost to Highway 29. Very heavy congestion there. And the last main spot outside of the usual areas is going to be Mobile Highway. If you're traveling northbound past Michigan Avenue towards the Pensacola Interstate Fair, well, it's the first night of the fair and the fair is open. So there's a lot of traffic over there. Be careful. And as for the weather, it's 70 degrees here in Pensacola with a low of 51 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 75, low of 55, a bit warmer, but nonetheless a sunny, beautiful day.
I see a transition effect out here from the 110 to the Davis exit.
Yes.
Still got a backup over here. Not as bad as it was last hour when we spoke, but it's right. Still out there. I wonder if these people say four-letter words when they get caught in that traffic out there.
But probably. Is there anything like me they do?
Hey, sad story I want to pass on to you. I really need to tell you because it is sad. Financial difficulties have silenced the arc of the Emerald Coast Milton Adult Day Training Program. Now, the program's last day will happen next Friday. That's the 25th. The ADT program had to relocate to Milton earlier this year after a local businessman. I'm not going to tell you his name because if I do his name in here, you would think he was a bad guy, but he's not. What this guy did for like 7 years, he let the people from ARC have their facility for free. And so eventually he had to sell the property and they had to move out. So that's where we are. Anyway, free rent for 7 years. Then they had to ask ARC to find a new location, a record showing that ARC Santa Rosa, which previously managed the ADT program, had fallen behind in Medicaid and other payments, totally more than $300,000.
Wow, really? They're
going to miss that program.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Really are. A sad thing to pass on, but I wanted. And I refuse to name this guy because he did it for 7 years out of his heart. But
right.
Then if you say, oh, the God just shut him out and threw him on the streets, wasn't like that.
Yeah.
And so I did not want to associate him with that. It was a very successful Gulf Breeze businessman.
Yes, and Pensacola Police Department bringing in a familiar face. John Mulchin is reportedly now working with Pensacola Police as a part-time cold case investigator. He will solely focus on looking into cold cases. He worked for the state attorney's office for more than 3 decades and spent most of his time focusing on murder cases that were happening across our area.
And there's another thing that I briefly touched on, but I wanted to kind of follow up with it. Florida hurricanes, they're impacting blood donation centers across the state. American Red Cross and One Blood are asking people to roll up their sleeves, help save some lives. News Radio 92.3's news partner, WEAR Channel 3, is hosting a blood drive. Happens tomorrow at 3 locations. Blue Wahoo Stadium, the East 9 Mile Road Donor Center, and the 9th Avenue Donor Center. Donors, by the way, hey, you get something for this besides the satisfaction of saving a life. You get a $20 e-gift card, a Halloween-themed T-shirt, and a Blue Wahoo's book, Living with the Wahoos.
And after giving blood, you typically get a cookie or two as well.
Is that right?
Cookie and a Gatorade, maybe. You're drowning in gifts. I will say, I don't like needles. A lot of people don't. I've given blood before. It's not as bad as it sounds.
You mentioned drowning, which is a perfect transition into this next story here.
Oh,
construction
God.
Set to begin for the Carpenter Creek Headwater Improvements Project. I'm out of the water here. The site's off Olive Road between Winnedy Road and Cody Lane. They're restoring 2.6 acres of wetland habitat. The treatment facility will treat stormwater that flows off of Olive into Carpenter's Creek, then through Bayou Tahar, then into Pensacola Bay.
Gotcha.
So you see what I'm talking, where it's going. The project will also help alleviate flooding from a historic flood zone near Whitmire Drive and Sabra Drive.
When you said, speaking of drowning, glad you brought that up. I got really nervous for a moment.
This is scaring me here.
Yeah, my gosh. All right, 5:20, we'll take a quick break. When we return, Kamala Harris has another celeb, dare I say, endorsing her. This person was with her in Wisconsin today.
Yeah, he's always been with her, though.
Yeah.
He really has. This is no secret.
Yeah, we got the gender reveal of this person. It is a male, but we've got details on what he was doing there and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Some people believe that Jesus came into the world primarily for social reasons. They believe he came to feed the poor or heal the sick. The truth is, the primary reason Jesus came into the world was not social at all, but it was spiritual. Luke 19:10 explains that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark 10:45 says that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Spiritually speaking, we all have a serious sin problem, and God gave his only begotten Son to die in your place and in mine to make atonement for our sin. Jesus came as a medicinal healing balm for a sin-sick people. I urge you to admit that you're a sinner and call upon Christ to save you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
Smart Smiles Orthodontics wants to thank you for voting Dr. Edward Witcher Pensacola's best orthodontist. Dr. Witcher is transforming smiles, hearts, and confidence in people every day. It's time to live your best life. Visit SmartSmilesOrthodontics.com to schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Congratulations to all the best of the Bay winners.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about this lengthy interview with Bret Baier on Fox News with Kamala Harris and the train wreck that it was for the vice president. Also, assessing Amendment 4 and how you should vote on it based essentially on what you already believe and what will this amendment do. Just trying to clarify what the amendment will actually do in law and based on what you already believe, how you might want to vote about it. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 525 here. I love that song. I wish I could have let it play a little bit more, but we got to get moving. Got to get us started with another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see. Do have some backups on I-10 in two spots. If you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 northbound ramp, there is some congestion over there. And then as you continue westbound towards Pine Forest Road, you're going to have some severe backups because of an accident report in that area. Also got some at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway, and on Mobile Highway itself if you're traveling northbound towards the Pensacola Fairgrounds. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, there was an accident report in that area, and there are backups over there. And we had some callers and texters letting us know that there was a stoplight out at the intersection of Main Street and Barrancas, and it was on the flashing yellow, meaning four-way stop. You know how it works. As for the weather, 70 degrees with a low of 51 tonight. Tomorrow, another sunny, beautiful day, high of 75, low of 55.
527 News Radio 92.3. We're learning more from President Biden. He is now saying the death of the Hamas leader is a good day for the world. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Yahya Sinwar was responsible for the deaths of thousands of Israelis, Palestinians, and Americans, President Biden says, and his killing by Israel's military is a good day for the world. In a statement, the president also says there is now an opportunity for a day after in Gaza without Hamas in power. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling reporters aboard Air Force One, Sinwar was an obstacle to peace.
At various points along the way, Sinwar was more interested in causing mayhem and chaos and death than actually trying to achieve a ceasefire and hostage deal.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to congratulate the IDF and Israeli soldiers who carried out the operation. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, and I hinted at this before the break. Kamala Harris had a Mark, I said A as if he's just like an object, a Mark Cuban, a businessman and former owner of the Dallas Mavericks. He was in Wisconsin with Harris today. Shark Tank investor has vocalized his opposition of former President Donald Trump and promoted Harris's campaign on media platforms and podcasts. They were in Milwaukee together today. As you said, if you know where he, because he's a pretty outspoken guy, if you know where he has stood politically, that's not like some, whoa, mind blown moment.
I stayed away from him. I just stayed away from him, you know. There is new data. Just got this a few minutes ago. No, that's not right. I just received this a few minutes ago showing retail prices went up in the month of September. And well, let's look into this thing. Fox Business's Edward Lawrence has more on this report.
In the strong retail sales numbers today, some experts say people are spending more on fewer items, not buying more things. Grocery prices are up about 22% from the month President Biden and Vice President Harris came into office. Fox News polling shows 40% of registered voters believe the economy will decide their vote. Immigration, the second most important issue. In an exclusive interview, I pressed Treasury's chief economist, Eric Van Nostrand, about celebrating the fall in inflation with higher prices.
What we're seeing now is levels of inflation that are consistent with a healthy and stable, low unemployment economy.
This administration prioritized programs to help bring some costs down for some Americans as overall prices keep rising. At the White House, Edward Lawrence, Fox Business.
Yeah, I watch those prices every time. Do you have a certain day you do your grocery shopping?
No.
I do. Mine is always a Sunday evening.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just notice that like the people there isn't too bad? Or
it's more of a kind of a laid-back atmosphere. You know, people are just, it's Sunday evening, people have done their thing, and they're kind of burnt out from the weekend. And anyway, I just thought I'd pass it, because I'm seeing those prices. You know, I'm seeing some items that prices jump like a dollar or something from the last time I was in there.
Yeah.
I'm going, I didn't want to have to take a loan out to come in here and do my grocery shopping. But it has gotten to a point, it is, and it's just two in the household.
Yeah,
just doing the household, and it has just jumped incredibly. So anyway, maybe they can get that straightened out for us. we're going to be talking, coming up a little bit on the other side of the half hour here. We have week 7 of the NFL season. We're going to dissect that for you.
Yes.
We'll have Joe Morgan. He'll be stepping in here with us. We'll also look at some local sports, SEC, and touch on the top 25 in the AP standings. This is the way that these games are going to be starting heading into Saturday's lineup.
That's true.
It'll give you a good idea of who's doing what to who and when they're going to do it. We're going to tell you every single thing you need to know this weekend in SEC sports.
I'm John Saucier. The leader of Hamas has been killed after an IDF ground operation of the Gaza Strip. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking about it, his words translated into English.
Hamas will no longer rule Gaza. This is the beginning of the day of after Hamas. It's an opportunity for you, Gaza residents, to finally be freed of his tyranny.
Yahya Sinwar was his name, believed to have been the mastermind behind the October 7th terror attacks. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee for a campaign stop reacting to the news.
Hamas is decimated and its leadership is eliminated. This moment gives us an opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza.
Yeah, with this guy out of the way, there is renewed hope ceasefire negotiations can resume. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Netflix posting third quarter earnings today that beat on the top and bottom lines as its advertising business continues to grow. The streamer's ad tier memberships jumped by 35% quarter over quarter. The company is on track to launch the service in Canada soon and even wider next year. On Wall Street, stocks finished today's session mixed. The Dow set a fresh record up 161, the S&P 500 down 1 point, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ up by 6. Shares of Lucid Group fell more than 17.5% today after the electric vehicle maker announced a public offering of more than 262 million shares of its common stock. Mark Cuban today is hitting the campaign trail alongside Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris. The billionaire businessman will make stops in crucial swing states like Wisconsin, Arizona, and Michigan. U.S. crude oil futures for November around $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
This is Zach Gelb, Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Game 1 of the NLCS was on repeat in Game 3, except this time at Citi Field and not in L.A., as the Dodgers took it to the Mets. All year long, though, whenever the Mets have been knocked down, they quickly get off the mat and deliver a big punch. Just like the Mets did in Game 2, I think New York bounces back and wins Game 4, but let's say a score of 5-2 this evening to tie up the NLCS at two games apiece. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle ultrafine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Pensacola Interstate Fair is finally here with over 50 rides, fun, food, games, and more. With free shows by Neil McCoy, Aaron Tippett, Chris Jansen, Easton Corbett, Tristan Harper, Twitty and Lynn, Bluffett, and Whiteside Rock Ensemble. Plus exhibits, a livestock auction, Kids Day, Military, First Responder, and Teacher Days, Ladies Day, Seniors Day, $20 Wristband Day, Last Blast Family Day, and Midnight Madness. Get tickets and all the details at PensacolaFair.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I thought I had it all together, but I was led astray the day you walked away. You were the clock that was ticking in my heart. Changed my state of mind, and love's so hard to find. Your feelings changed like the weather.
You know, that song was really popular on TikTok a couple years back, but It's just objectively a good song.
I never gave the communists my personal identity or anything, so I've never been up to TikTok.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you're just scrolling on the feed, you used to hear that song all the time.
You know, I came off Facebook and all those others 5 years ago, I think.
That's another controversial one, yeah. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And, it's much needed. I-10 looking miserable. If you are traveling westbound from I-110 north all the way to Pine Forest Road, we've got congestion reaching that entire way. There was an accident there adding to those issues. Mobile Highway, still very heavily backed up. If you are traveling northbound, passing Michigan Avenue towards the fairgrounds, Pensacola Interstate Fair, it's the first night. It's got the dollar rides, you know? I mean, it's going to be hectic. And then Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street backed up. Also got an accident report on Scenic Highway. This is near Hyde Park Road. Congestion both ways there, so be on the lookout for that. And outside of that, it's just the usual spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, so on and so forth. As for the weather, it's 70 degrees here, low of 51 tonight. Tomorrow's high is going to be 75, so a little bit warmer than today, but it should still be beautiful in the skies.
Let me set the evening up for you, if you don't mind. Less than an hour from right now, ESPN, our sister station, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. It's Broncos Saints.
Yes.
On that side. And then what do we have tonight besides that one?
Well, we've got the MLB postseason going on right now.
Right.
We've got, my Guardians up 2-1 on the Yankees in the bottom of the fifth.
What do you have, ADHD or something? What's wrong with you?
The Guardians trying to get a win in this series, and this is their first game at home. They got to capitalize later on tonight at 7:08, to be exact, Dodgers at Mets. And then also college football. We do have two games tonight getting underway in 20 minutes. We got Georgia State at Marshall, and then we got an ACC matchup at 6:30. Boston College, they're 4-2 on the year. They travel to take on Va Tech in Lane Stadium. Tough place.
I just wanted to point out that game tonight because we've discussed how I watch and listen to high school football. I put our coverage when we do the high school football games of the week. And then I turn the volume down. I do it with all like college sports or whatever.
Right.
And that's what I will do tonight for the Broncos Saints game.
Very
just
well.
Just turn the sound down and turn up ESPN.
Yeah.
Their coverage of the Broncos and Saints. And I still don't know if they're going to be showing the portion of where Drew Brees gets inducted into the Hall of Fame there. And will he go in with, not together, I'm just saying, but will Sean Payton be, because he was part of his success in New Orleans.
For sure.
I'm just wondering how much interaction you'll see from Sean Payton and Drew tonight. I'm hoping it's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's a real, because, you know, you can't take.
You want to see that wholesomeness there,
you
that connection.
You can't take history, because I was there, man. I mean, let me tell you. I know what it felt like to be a winning football team in the Super Bowl after all of those years.
Right.
After having gone from with my dad in Tulane Stadium in the early days in New Orleans, when they made the transition in 76 to the Dome. You know, it's just, it's been a ride. And going through the bag people, you know, putting the bags on their heads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing. It's a proud moment tonight. And it's
a proud moment
not only for Drew Brees, but it's a proud moment for us Yats, Louisianans that were there and have lived and breathed and died with that football team.
Well, and I think that's what makes nights like these all the more special. When you're not some blue-blooded franchise that just has decades and decades of nonstop success,
right.
I think it makes these moments and these people mean all the more.
2009 was a very special Super Bowl.
I don't doubt it.
You know, and I still have, in one of the memorabilia's things that I do have, at that time, the local bottler of Coca-Cola over there had these cans that were Super Bowl cans.
That's awesome.
I still have a six-pack. It's probably pretty bad, the stuff inside of it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, probably pretty stale.
But I do know what it felt like. And you know what was interesting about that? They take the Lombardi Trophy when a team wins it, and they usually parade it around to different places.
Right.
They brought the Lombardi Trophy here in 2010. It was on display down at the Bay Center.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And they had the beer man he called him the beer man. He was a receiver for the Saints. I forget his name, crazy people. But they had a lot of the Saints players. They had some cheerleaders and things like that. And then right in it looked like the rotunda, if you will, right in the middle of on the floor of the Bay Center, they had the Super Bowl trophy.
The Lombardi.
It was beautiful. And we, you know, we really feel for it. So tonight's going to be very special.
Yeah.
For Saints fans.
No, and that's why I hope they win, because it is. It's such a big night. Also wanted to touch on this. We had touched on this a little bit last hour, but for those who weren't there, University of Nevada, now the fifth school this season to cancel a women's volleyball match with San Jose State, whose roster includes a transgender athlete. And many believe that the destruction of Title IX by the current administration is a big part of this. Of course, universities and their athletic programs are governed by their respective state constitution and state law, which strictly protects equality of rights. Again, San Jose State team co-captain Brooke Slusser is among numerous female athletes suing the NCAA for alleged violations of Title IX by allowing transgender athletes to play on women's teams.
Okay, Joe Morgan's going to be around in less than 60 seconds. He'll give us a look at the week seven of the NFL. But let me real quick, I want to get your ear, because I promised we'd talk SEC lineups.
Yes.
And games coming down. Just give me the best shot you can at who's going to win this thing. Auburn, Missouri.
I am on record. I already said this earlier this week, I think, but I said it on War Eagle Weekly on our sister station this morning. I have Auburn winning that game 20-17.
And our sister station is?
ESPN Pensacola.
There you go. South Carolina, Oklahoma.
I got Oklahoma. They'll win. They're at home. It'll be a much needed pick me up.
So do you think the folks in Tennessee are going to be happy this weekend, because Alabama's coming to town?
They're going to be out for blood, man. I got Tennessee winning. They struggle, but I got Tennessee winning. I can't imagine they lose that. If they do, you can't expect anyone to take them seriously.
Texas A&M at Mississippi State.
Speaking of teams you can't take seriously, Mississippi State's going to be out of their element there. They may cover the spread because it's on the road, but give me A&M.
Nice Indiana team. Ball State moving into Nashville and taking on Vandy.
Bless their hearts. Give me Vandy.
Here we go. LSU, Arkansas, be honest.
I got LSU very, very tight.
Oh, good.
Very tight.
It always is a tight game. But let me tell you, Arkansas plays LSU really well.
Yeah, they play everyone really tough well. In Fayetteville, especially.
So I'm telling you, just fingers crossed. That's, you know, of course, I'm pulling for LSU, but I'm just saying, fingers crossed. Georgia, Texas, the game of the century. Maybe not the century. I just maybe exaggerated a little bit there. But I think it's going to be a big game.
It's a big game on paper, and I think it's going to be a big game on the scoreboard. Give me Texas 34-30.
And last but not least, Kentucky is moving into the swamp this weekend against the Gators.
Give me the Gators.
All right. Okay, week 7, NFL. It's rolling out here. And it starts tonight against Denver, New Orleans. Fox's Joe Morgan has the details.
Thursday Night Football is making a trip to the Big Easy. The 3-3 Broncos are in New Orleans taking on the 2-4 Saints with kickoff set for 8:15 Eastern. After starting the year 2-0, the Saints have lost 4 straight games, and they'll now face their old coach. Sean Payton will take on his former team for the first time since leaving New Orleans after the 2021 season. With rookie quarterback Bo Nix, the Broncos have won 3 of the last 4 games, though Denver is coming off a Week 6 division loss to the Chargers. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty, a little bit past 5:45 here. We'll get that other quick check of the roads and weather for you. Of course, we've got our usual spots on Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, but man, we've got some serious issues still on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Mobile Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards the fairgrounds, you're backed up past Michigan Avenue at this point. I-10 traveling westbound from I-110 north all the way to Pine Forest Road. Got some minor congestion there. It's starting to break up, but it is still nonetheless present because of an accident report earlier. And then Highway 90 traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, is backed up. As for the weather, 70 degrees with a low of 51 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 55, sunny, clear skies.
Perfect fair weather, I would say.
I would too.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, if you ever have junk laying around the house considered hazardous waste, you know, oil, some old oil, leftover, just chemical cans, things like that, there's help on the way to help get these things disposed of safely. And that's the key word. That's the operative word I want to get across to you. Santa Rosa County residents looking to discard hazardous waste items, here is your chance. Household Hazardous Waste Amnesty Days coming in 2 days. It's coming up on Saturday at the South Santa Rosa Service Center in Gulf Breeze. And you know, if you miss this event, Santa Rosa County residents can still dispose of hazardous waste at that wonderful landfill they got talked about. It's a central landfill in Milton. It's a super landfill. But you can take your stuff over there as well.
Wonderful and landfill.
Yeah, it's a beautiful landfill.
All right. Those are not words that I would expect to describe.
If you like trash facilities. Listen, I talked trash for 15 years at ECUA. Come on.
It's the beautiful lady of landfills and garbage disposal areas.
I just love those dumps.
All righty. Wall Street closing with stocks mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 161 points to 42,239. S&P 500 fell by 1 point to 5,841. And the NASDAQ gained 6 points to 18,373. 5:49 here. We will take a quick break. When we return, we got White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre telling Stellantis to keep the promises that the automaker made in the contract agreement with the UAW. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, so if you're wondering why that sounded like a real gunshot in your vehicle, it was because I just scared the hell out of Chris.
Did you say something? I can't hear you. I'm sorry. My ears are gone now since you blasted me with these levels.
No, okay, so I play your audio clips and I play our bumper music on the same dial. And because just of audio and how weird it can be, I have to have your audio dialed up higher. And I didn't make that switch when I went to bumper music, so I was just blaring the Escape Club then.
It was good.
And that starts with a gunshot, and I think that just ricocheted off of Chris's noggin. All right.
I cannot testify to that.
Just about 5:53. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Yeah. Chris, what do you got for me, man?
Americans are placing their bets now on who will take the White House this November, and a last-minute court ruling actually means they can gamble on the election. Fox's Business's Max Gordon explains from Los Angeles.
They're betting on all sorts of things tied to the election. Trump versus Harris has obviously been a popular race to place money on being at the top of the ticket. You can also wager on things like which swing states will go to which candidate or which party will take the House or Senate. But betting on the election hasn't always been allowed in the U.S., and a site called Kalshi has been leading the charge for folks to place their dollars on how they think Americans will cast their ballots. The CEO of Kalshi says he expects the site to see hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in volume leading up to the election. Meanwhile, the CFTC is still appealing and the legal fight over betting on the election goes on.
Okay, I just kind of want to equate this. They're talking money here, betting on the odds. Well, you ready to maybe bet tomorrow night?
Sure.
Mega Millions, 185 million, 88.4 million. That's your cash option. They do that tomorrow night around 10. Powerball on Saturday night. Listen to these numbers. 437 million, 210.3 million. Out the door, that's your cash option. And they make that one at 10 on Saturday night. So just in the genre of betting and betting.
keep on forking your money away.
Absolutely. Hey, there's new protocols from Instagram to keep users safe when using that app, especially teens. Fox and CJ Papa has the story.
The new safety measures are designed to help teenagers and parents more easily spot sextortion scams, the social media platform said. Sextortion is when a victim is coerced into sending sexually explicit photos and videos of themselves and then face blackmail that the content will be shared publicly. Instagram will test safety notices in its direct messages and Messenger, letting teens know if they are chatting with someone from another country. Eventually, a nudity protection feature will also be enabled for all users under 18, and you won't be able to screenshot or screen record images or videos in direct messages or Messenger without the person's consent and awareness. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All righty, 5:55 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. I-10, if you are traveling westbound from I-110 north all the way to Pine Forest Road, we do have some congestion there. It's pretty severe near I-110, but if you're traveling towards Pine Forest, it's not looking too bad at this time. It's just nonetheless a bit of a hiccup. However, still got some heavy congestion on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards the fairgrounds. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing by Hobart Field. As for the weather, 70 degrees still, low of 51 tonight. Tomorrow's high 75, low 55, sunny, mostly clear to get you into a beautiful weekend.
556 News Radio 92.3. You know, the upcoming November 5th general election vote, pretty critical on many levels for Florida voters, abortion rights and allowing the use of recreational marijuana, two of six amendments on the ballot this year. Both so far, and according to new polls, now have the majority support of Florida voters to pass both of these here. 65% of voters in Sachs Media Research Survey support the legalization of pot. The key demo being voters 18 to 49, 79% of Democrats and 51% of Republicans support that smelly initiative. I was going, right. You've seen the TV spot, haven't you, where they come yeah. up, shoot, that thing smells.
Yeah, that thing that they've been playing nonstop since you brought it up to me yesterday.
Please.
I had never noticed it. Hinted at this before the break, White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre telling Stellantis to keep the promises the automaker made in the contract agreement with the UAW. The company is said to be considering building the popular Ram 1500 pickup in Mexico instead of the U.S. The pickup is currently built at the Sterling Heights assembly plant in Michigan, while heavy-duty Ram trucks and ProMaster vans are built in Saltillo, Mexico. Jean-Pierre applauded the UAW and Stellantis for reaching a historic contract agreement last year, but noted it included a commitment to reopen and expand production in communities that were devastated by previous plant closures.
Money, we haven't got any stinking money. You heard that about the FEMA funds, right?
You are correct, yes.
About that. Well, U.S. Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio announced legislation on Wednesday that would replenish the FEMA Disaster Relief Fund. The bill comes just days after the Biden-Harris administration confirmed certain disaster loan programs were running out of money. According to what day it is, you're going to hear a different story here, but here's the truth. Officials on Wednesday said that FEMA has the money to help with current recovery needs, but says the $20 billion allotment will quickly dwindle. They'll go through that real fast.
All right. And also, of course, we've touched on it. We touched on it yesterday when the news broke and earlier this afternoon, but this is a different perspective on it. The death of pop star Liam Payne may be linked to his troubled relationship with former fiancée Maya Henry, daughter of famed Texas attorney Thomas J. Henry. She spoke on a podcast just days before his death about being abused by the former member of One Direction. Henry tells a podcast called The Internet is Dead that she tried to get him help, but he refused. She blamed his team for enabling his addiction issues. And, of course, he passed away after falling from the third floor of a hotel in Buenos Aires. Yeah, you know, I don't know the woman, don't know the context, but if you're questioning anything severe when it comes to accusations like that, just note it was said by somebody on a podcast, all right?
All right. Okay, one thing that people are questioning today, how are those flights operating out of PNS? How's the board looking? Board's looking pretty good. It is a good question. A couple of flights in question, though. Coming up out of DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, it's an American flight, 1996, wheels down, Pensacola. Scheduled 6:59. Not going to happen for about an hour later. Close to 7:59 on that one. And then there's a flight coming out of Washington, Reagan. It's an American flight, 5544. Wheels down, 9:14, delayed until about 9:45. Other than that, Austin, the board is looking excellent today, but it's always something important. If you do have a flight of concern and you really want to know what's going on, make sure you call your local air carrier. Airport's not going to help you, but your air carrier will. But let me summarize by saying PNS looking mighty fine this afternoon.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.